This is how flying should be. That's what a Breeze guest recently said about Breeze Airways. Breeze flies nonstop to Sarasota, Bradenton, and more straight from Long Island MacArthur Airport. Breeze not only makes travel easy and affordable, but they offer flexible and friendly change policies, have high-speed Wi-Fi, and a premium first-class seat called Breeze Ascent. It's time you choose to fly Breeze. What are you waiting for? Book your flight today at flybreeze.com. Breeze Airways, seriously nice, in partnership with Visit Bradenton.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. And experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
What's up with people not wanting to get to know their neighbors anymore? Specifically millennials.
You're so mad.
Peaks Why Mornings, Moose Breezy. I tried to be nice yesterday. I just had a brand new couple move in next door to me, and this poor girl cannot cook if her life depended on it, but that's not what the segment is about.
How do you know that?
Well, in the last 2 weeks, everything she has made smells like it's on fire, and the smell is seeping through the vents into my apartment.
Maybe she works for Duncan.
I get home last night, and I thought I was going to have to call the fire department. But I'm not going to throw shade on someone.
Don't judge. I mean, you just had the fire department at your apartment.
It does smell like she is trying her best. After dinner, I go to take the trash out, right? Mm-hmm. I'm leaving my apartment. Both of them are walking into their apartment at the same time.
Oh, so there's two people that live there?
It's a couple.
You're just bitter.
I am. I've enjoyed the last 4 months of peace and quiet. So I said, hey, how are you guys? Just trying to be friendly. And I said, what's for dinner? And the guy looks at me and he goes, what? Went right over his head. I said, I can smell whatever you guys are cooking. It smells great.
No, liar?
No response. I'm trying to be friendly, Breezy.
Yeah.
I introduced myself.
They can smell your lies from a mile away.
I introduced myself. I was given a very weak handshake. And in return, we went our own separate ways. As I'm walking away, I turn around. I said, oh, by the way. And they slammed the door on my face. And what I was going to say was, if I'm ever being too loud, you know, with the TV or the music, just give me a heads up. It's no problem. I'll turn it down. I didn't get a chance to say that, though. And I'm like, you know, I walked away a little bitter. I'm like, not very friendly.
No.
Not very warming. It wasn't a warm greeting. And I was like, I just noticed a trend that nobody talks to anyone anymore. Everyone is a complete zombie. It's so sad. I did my laundry on Sunday. It's me and some other guy down there. Okay. I said, hey, good morning. How you doing, man? Couldn't even make eye contact with me. He struggled to barely get any words out. He said, hey.
Yeah.
What?
I just want to talk to you.
I just don't get it. When I moved into my place, not a single person knocked on my door with baked goods.
No.
Not a single cookie was brought to my door. I said, well, I guess it's just not that type of building.
You live in the middle of downtown Rochester. No one's doing that. Sorry.
Why not?
The only thing they're doing to get to know you is breaking into your car. Respectfully, of course.
I just don't understand. This seems because all of these people are my age. Is it a millennial thing? Do neighbors not like to meet and greet anymore? Hey, welcome to the neighborhood.
As millennials, we are so anti keeping up with the Joneses. We won't have any part of it. So much so that we're not even going to address the people around us, because I don't want to know your life. I don't care to know your life.
I thought that was a Gen Z thing, not a millennial thing. I'm the opposite of that.
Well, you're on the cusp.
I invited my gay neighbors upstairs from me. I was like, you guys should come down to do a dinner party. I'm going to host. They're like, we would love that. And I'm like, okay, see?
Block's now, number.
Now I get to make some friends in the building. I was like, this is what I'm looking for.
How did that go?
I'm still, you know.
Yeah, it's.
We threw out some date and times. It's not working yet. Yeah. We'll figure out it.
I think that's a them and.
No.
Situation.
No, that's not true.
Yeah.
We're all very friendly with each other when we see one another. But I'm just the type of person where it's like, yeah, I like to, you know, extend an olive branch.
Well, let's just say the last people that lived there, you didn't extend that olive branch. You were
calling
the cops on them. So maybe they know.
Very different story.
Maybe the new neighbors know that you are a little bit of a rat. You know?
Well, when you're slapping around a woman on the other side of the wall, the alarm bells go off.
Yeah, fully.
Jen says, I have to be social all day at work, Moose. I'm the face of my facility, so I always have to be on and talking with people. I don't want to talk to anyone when I leave work. I want to watch Netflix, eat my pasta with my two cats, and call it a night. Please leave me alone. Okay.
This person says, when my brother and I moved into our apartment, our neighbors gave us a candle, card, gift card, and got my dog a toy. I guess you got to move to Fairport, Moose.
Oh, my God. What building are you in?
Wow.
I want gifts. Greg says, I sat on the porch in Irondequoit with my spouse on Halloween with candy, music, and a big cooler of spiked cider for soon-to-be friends, and all I got was two kids and a wave from the same oldie that walks around the neighborhood every day. Not a single friend was made that night.
No.
And I'm sorry, Greg. I don't know what it is, man.
They're not into it.
Why?
Let's just call a spade a spade. Listen.
If you and I were neighbors and I came...
Can't even dread the thought. Continue.
Are you kidding me? You would be over every night. What are you making?
I don't
what are you
think
cooking?
So.
Yeah, you would. Yeah,
you would. Don't know what I do at home, okay? I go home and I rot. I don't leave. My girlfriend's like, take the trash out. I'm like, over my dead body. No, thank you. You think I'm stepping outside in this weather? No, thank you.
This just could never be me. I'm sorry. I'm too social for this. Good morning, guys. I'm tired. I have three kids, work a full-time job. I have a first responder husband, and I'm pretty introverted. We're on good terms with our boomer neighbors. We say hi. We do a little chit-chat. But that's all the time or energy I have, to be honest. Oh, my God.
I'm social all day. The last thing I want to do is come home and be social.
Right,
neighbor, oh, my God. My new neighbor creeps me out so much.
Who is he?
He literally just like, he paces the parking lot, which is so bizarre. And then he comes inside like on Saturday or Sunday over the weekend. He came inside and just started looking out the window of the lobby. And I'm like trying to dart around him. And then I get upstairs and I'm looking over the way and I'm like, what are you doing? Now he's just looking outside, goes outside. It's the weirdest. He was looking at the mailboxes to see if anyone else had mail.
When he's looking out the window, does he hold one arm behind the back like this?
Yes. Yes.
That's
he's
me.
A weirdo.
That's me.
Yeah, no. You are the neighbor that of my nightmares.
Let me tell you something. Everyone is just so tired and too busy until they need something. Okay? I'm waiting for this guy to come knocking on my door asking for a fire extinguisher when his girlfriend burns the building down from her cooking. And that's what's going to happen. I mean, like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Moose is like, let it burn. Let it burn. No.
I'm just trying to make some friends. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be nice.
Why do you need any more friends?
They're my neighbors. I'm going to see them all the time. Just trying to be friendly.
I feel like that's the one group of people you shouldn't be friends with, because sometimes people overstay their welcome. They get too comfortable. They're coming in.
Who's coming into my place?
If you open that door just a crack, they could bust through it. Not for me.
I've always dreamed about living a Seinfeld life where I have a Kramer neighbor who's always dropping by, doesn't even knock, just comes in. I was like, I wonder what that would look like.
It'd be miserable. I'll just give you a glimpse. It'd be absolutely miserable.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98
PXY. It's everyone's favorite festival coming back to life with a brand new title sponsor. The Rochester International Jazz Festival is now under the sponsorship of Rochester Regional Health. That's a new one for sure. The festival producers announced this sponsorship earlier this morning on Tuesday that the Rochester International Jazz Festival is partnering with Rochester Regional Health. Founding sponsor M&T Bank will continue to be a presenting sponsor, but has dropped down a tier. RGH has been supporting the festival since 2010, which is great. So got 15 years under your belt there of really just knowing exactly what this festival is about, enough so to be the head sponsor. They're also going to be introducing an LED dance floor and life-size jazz logo photo op opportunity. So that'll be really cool.
Oh, you had me a dance floor.
Yes, the LED dance floor. and the newly named festival will run from June 20th to June 28th in downtown Rochester.
I love the Jazz Fest. Did you go last summer?
Yeah.
You didn't go.
I can't remember. I genuinely can't remember.
I had a blast. I'm just thinking about the warm weather now. It seems like it was so long ago. Most likely because this winter has just been brutal. But Jazz Fest just screams good times, warm weather, good drinks.
Absolutely.
Brutal. And now that you got an LED dance floor. Oh.
Watch
we are
going to
make some serious memories at Jazz Fest.
Oh, yes, we will. Very excited for that.
There's two types of people in this world, you guys. Those who love blocking other people and erasing them out of their lives, or the people who just refuse to block anyone because they so badly want others just to see how great they're doing. Which one are you?
Very true.
Which one are you?
I bet you can't guess who I am.
No, of course not. We'll talk about all of this coming up right after the break on PXY Mornings.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome to the show. Does anyone know when did blocking someone become an acceptable way of ending things with them instead of talking things through? Because that just seems to feel like the new norm today.
Or you do talk things through, you seem fine, and then the block comes out of nowhere. It's wild.
Now, if you were in a very bad toxic relationship, yeah, that's understandable.
For sure.
That's totally fair. However, I've met people in my day who feel that shutting people out and blocking them from every platform is the answer, when in reality, it does seem a little extreme.
Yeah, it's nutty, in my opinion. It's something that I'm going through right now. So this happened way long ago, right? Like, I've been with my girlfriend for
almost a year
now.
Yeah,
right.
Moved in, pregnant, engaged.
Yeah, fully pregnant, fully engaged. It's all the things, right? But it was over the fall. My ex and I were in a wedding together. We have a mutual friend. And, like, it was all gravy. Like, it was all good. Like, we were good. Like, we followed you. Like, we had broken up, but
it's awkward, but you said the hello. You did the whole thing.
We did the whole thing. And, like, it was awkward, but, like, it got to the point where it wasn't. And it was totally, like, kosher and cool. And we still followed each other on Instagram. Like, there was no bad blood on my end or her end either. Because she stated, like, it's all good, right? So maybe, like, a month or two after said wedding, I get blocked on everything.
She blocked you on everything.
Everything. After, like, stating, like, we're cool, like, whatever. Instagram, Facebook, Venmo, LinkedIn, MyFitnessPal. I'm like, wait, what? Like, what happened, right? Like, nothing happened. There was no communication or anything of the sort. So I was just, like, super rattled about it. But I got over it. It is what it is. Like, you do what you need to do. Let them, right?
What kind of message is somebody sending you when they block you on MyFitnessPal?
It's the biggest virtual F you probably ever.
It's ridiculous.
The reason I'm rattled about it currently, although it happened 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Is because I have to see this person.
When?
Next two Sundays from now.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
We have a shower that we have to go to for a mutual friend.
Well, isn't that awkward for them?
And now it's like, well, now you like blocked me, so you can't block me in real life. Like,
no,
I'm here.
You're going to be at the same exact shower.
So I'm like, I don't really know what to do, because here's the other part of it. I sold some of her things. She like moved away and I sold it. And like, we had a conversation like way, way, way back. Like, hey, I'll sell this for you and I'll give you half. I went to literally go Venmo her half and I was like, oh, I'm blocked.
Can't
like, I guess I can't give you the money. So
which type of person are you? 585-252-9800. Do you block someone after the relationship is over?
I would never do that. I would never do that.
Do you block them on all platforms? Let us know. Leslie is here this morning. Good morning, Moose and Breezy.
So weird.
Whether it's a trigger to an early trauma or not, blocking in most cases is just childish and a sign the relationship has no healthy avenues of communication. Healthy, stable people communicate, not block.
It's very weird.
It goes both ways.
Very weird.
PXY, hello. What's your name?
What's up? It's Trevor.
What up, Trevi? The Trevinator.
Talk to us.
Yeah. So, guys, don't do this. Calling about your guys' topic about blocking people. And uh-huh. I'm telling you that this is a female trait for sure.
Men okay. do not block women. Only.
Yep.
But what makes you say that?
I mean, men could care less if a woman blocks you or not. I mean, we're not that petty. Let's be real.
Fair
like
enough.
Almost every, for me, like almost every past relationship I've had,
yeah,
like my ex blocked me and for no other reason than she just wanted to get over me quicker, which I mean, honestly, I understand because it's hard to have my handsome face pop up in your feed every day.
All right, Trev. Trevi.
So you've been blocked every relationship you've been in. Oh, maybe we got to read between the lines here. What do you think's really going on?
Personally, I think it says everything about the person who does it.
Well, like, what do you mean by that?
Like who do they think that they're hurting? Like personally, I refuse to block anyone because I'd rather them see me living my best life. You know what I mean?
That is fair enough.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. That's fair.
I don't know. I think that, you know, when you block someone online, I think it's the biggest virtual F you can probably do. I really do. And I mean, like one platform, yeah, two platforms, three platforms, they literally hate you and want you dead.
Trevor, have you ever experienced someone going as far as blocking you on Venmo?
Oh my gosh, every relationship.
Right.
Dude, they block you on everything. What do you do to these
Maybe
women?
Maybe we're dating the same person. Listen, I understand exactly what you're saying because I've been through it, obviously, but I do feel like guys do this. You're sitting here taking the high road and you're like, we're not that petty. I've met a lot of petty guys and they've definitely blocked a broad or two. Let me just say that.
Sure, sure.
Breezy, you literally can't have that take. You're gay.
Oh.
What is
okay.
Trevor, what does that have to do with anything?
Like, you just wouldn't understand, like, the way that it actually is for straight people.
Oh, wow.
No, not me living on a different planet.
I'm crawling under the desk right
now. No, fully. The homophobia is shining through.
Hold on a second. Let me get comfortable.
Okay, first of all, Trevor, I feel like I would understand even more because not only am I a lesbian, but I also have a ton of straight friends who have been through some gnarly breakups. So that's where you're wrong. Also, you know that handsome face you were talking about popping up on your ex's feed? I don't know if it's that handsome anymore. I just don't. And I kind of see why they blocked you, if I'm being honest.
Look, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, do you girls think that, like, I just, like, would run into my room and get into, like, a field position when I found out, like, that someone I don't even care about blocked me on Instagram? Like, it's comical.
You're a lesbian, respectfully. Like, right.
It's comical. Are you serious? Like, I'm out here. I'm working. I'm busy living my life. And then some women are just, they have a hard time controlling their emotions and they just block me. And it's like, it's like some big F you, like you said, and it's not. Nobody cares. It's not normal, period.
Listen, Trevor, I totally understand where you're coming from, and I get what you're saying, but let's take some accountability here. And
right.
If there's none to take, that's fair, so be it. But is there any other reason that every relationship you've been in, is there some sort of other reason they could be blocking you? Because right. This sounds like a trend. Can you think of maybe anything at all that you could be doing or saying? Anything?
No. No, I can't.
I could come up with a thing or two, and I've only known you for 5 minutes.
Okay. All right. That's great. All right. Well, thanks for the call, man.
Well, we're going to let you go. I'm going to go be gay upstairs.
Yeah.
And we're gonna circle back to some of your exes tomorrow.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be gay today, too. Bye, Trevor.
Have fun. All right. See you guys.
I'm telling you to have fun being gay. There's a lot of texts coming
in. This person? If I could jump through the phone right now and strangle this guy, I would.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. In that guy Trevor's defense, I don't think I know any men who have ever blocked me or any of my friends. I think when you block someone, you are trying to make a statement that you are officially done with that person.
Well, there's a lot of girls weighing in. Jenna from Trilai said, my ex-boyfriend has me, my sisters, my mom, and my grandma blocked. So bye, Trevor. Not the grandma.
The grandma.
Grandma Betsy didn't do anything to you. And this person says, I'm calling BS. Men totally do this.
If someone ghosts or blocks you, it is more of a reflection on their character than yours. Take it as a dodge bullet and move on, says Chelsea. But blocking the grandma?
Blocking the grandma's crazy.
It's a lot.
Also, blocking someone on Venmo, you're shooting yourself in the foot. Because I was trying to pay her. Trevor sounds like he looks like David Letterman. There, I said it. What?
All right.
What?
Well, Breezy and I are going to take a couple of minutes, go upstairs and be gay.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, we'll
oh my
right
God,
back.
Love it.
98PXY.
Big Time Rush. Performing live in concert. Playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush. With special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
One night, one goal. Stop suicide. On June 21st, New York City will host the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's milestone 30th Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. Over the last 20 years, people have described the overnight as one of the most powerful experiences of their lives. Now is the perfect time to join us as people from all over the country come together to stop suicide. Walk over 16 miles from dusk till dawn to raise much-needed funds for this important cause. You'll form lasting friendships, experience healing and love, and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Be a part of this life-changing event. The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's Out of the Darkness Overnight Walk. June 21st. Register now at theovernight.org or call 888-THE-OVERNIGHT. That's 888-843-6837.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacead. Almacead is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacead. Find out more and see the university studies at almacead.com. That's almaced.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.